Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the way of destruction, which is the broad way, and put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do to all of you that's incarcerated, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know that Jesus come to change lives and bring you out the prison house of sin. Praise God. We have been doing a teaching series on love. We were talking about God is love, and we're talking about love. And we're going to continue it on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the teachings on love. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith that you might receive a blessing from God, because today could be your day for a miracle. Praise the Lord. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. Praise God. Amen. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we're in 1 John, the 4th chapter. And John was talking about God is love. And people love to talk about God is love. But the problem I asked you is, do you love God? Do you love the Lord? If God sure enough loved us, then we should love him back as well. I'm telling you, praise God. Look at the violence going on in our cities, and praise the Lord. The other day, people were trying to have a homegoing funeral service in the graveyard. Then an argument broke out. Then gunfire. One of the ones that was attending that graveside service got shot. And then later got killed. I'm telling you, people have no love. They feel like in order to settle their disagreements, they got to get a gun and start shooting bullets. And bullets get flying. People are running and screaming. It's sad. It's really sad. So much gun violence going on in our society, in the free world, in the schools. Gun violence. People shooting. School shootings. Yes, but I want to let you know Jesus come to change your life and make your life brand new. Praise God. Amen. Police can lock people up in prison. The jails is getting crowded. So many people locked up. But is that really solving the problem? Because no matter who you lock up, the devil is still getting somebody else, causing them to do the very same thing. So people need the change in their life so that they can turn from that way of living in violence, living trying to be a bully, living trying to, destroy other people, but fix it so you can love and treat people the way you want to be treated. Praise God. Amen. It's a praying time. It is. It's a praying time. And I know you love your loved ones, especially those of you that got relatives and those that's locked incarcerated. You're concerned about them. But I'm going to let you know the best way to improve your life and change your life is to turn your heart to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the answer to make your life brand new. He's the best rehabilitation that can really put your life on the right track and keep it going. Praise God. Missionary Vell, let's go to 1 John 4 and start reading at verse number 14. What did it say?
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Amen. Now that is love. Because God loved the world so that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Amen. And Jesus came into the world to save people from their sins. He didn't come to fix it so you can, amen, have an easy life to live in sin. But he fixed it so to save you from your sin. That is to take sin out of you so you can be live a changed life. Amen. Well, I know we live in an age in 2025 where people want to live a good moral life. They feel like a good moral life is good enough with God. But as Sister Pope used to sing that song years ago, you got to make 100 because 99 and a half won't do.
That won't do, amen.
It's not enough to live a good moral life. But in order to make it to heaven, we must have a pure heart. That's why the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God's standard is higher than man. Some people feel like, well, I don't go out there and commit crimes. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. All of that's nice and wonderful, but in order for them to make it to heaven, you got to do better than that. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Just because you're a good law-abiding citizen doesn't mean you're ready for heaven. You must be born again. That change must take place in your heart. Jesus has to breathe a life in your soul, sanctify you wholly. Fix it so you can live right. Living holy is more than just being a law-abiding citizen. Living holy is a life living free from sin. And Jesus fixed it so we can live a life with victory over sin.
Amen.
And that's why he came into the world, to save men and women, boys and girls from their sin. Amen. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
Amen. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Y'all better believe what that Bible says to leave some of these other folks alone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe what that Bible said. I confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Of God.
Amen.
And he come to save you from your sins and take sin out of you.
Amen.
And when the Lord takes sin out of you, you don't have anything to sin with. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take sin out of you. Praise the Lord. Because that's what the Bible says in 1 John 3:5. That's what it said. Missionary Velvet, 1 John 3:5. Praise God. Holy lesson. Say 1 John 3:5. What did it say?
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now you know he was manifested to take away our sin.
And in him is no sin.
And in him is no sin.
Whosoever abides in him sinneth not.
Y'all heard what that Bible said?
Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Praise the Lord.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Now, when Jesus come to fix a soul, you can live right. If you live right, praise God, then Christ will be in your soul.
Amen.
Amen. Sin goes out. If sin goes out, how can you use it if the Lord done took your sins away?
Amen.
I'm telling you, amen. Praise the Lord. I take the Bible away from them and tell them to read the Bible. They can't read the Bible. That's how I do my demonstration when I be in the jail, in the prison preaching. Praise the Lord. And they can't read the Bible. Now, if you can't read the Bible, because the Bible's not in your hand. Now, if the Lord takes sin out of you, how are you going to use it if he don't took it away from you? It's something to think about. Jesus come to take your sins away. And if you take your sins away, you can live right. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this, amen, powerful teaching today. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease, whatever it is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Drive out the unclean spirits. Lord, set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. You heard the message that Ella Holmes gave us about God's love, that he's able to mold us and make us into who we need to be. He's able to take sin out of our lives. So the song said, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He loves us this much. And we want to be able to please the Lord in our everyday lives. Though behind prison bars and the homes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. Don't give up. The Lord is there waiting for you with his arms wide open to help you on your journey. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord has a blessing with your name on too. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give God a chance. It is the best decision you will ever make. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and I myself, that we might be able to go into the jails and prison to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we will pray for you. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website, that's open for the whole entire family, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.